This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't think I'm the drama.
Who's the drama? This morning's comes from Samantha, and it says,
I'm not a Grinch, but I feel strongly we should celebrate one holiday at a time. My husband and I have been married for 7 years, and for the first time ever, he wants to put the decorations up early. I wouldn't mind, except I'm the one that does the bulk of the decorating. I like to do it over Thanksgiving weekend because I have extra time off of work to get it all done. He tried to pull the decorations out last week and said I was being dramatic when I said I wasn't doing it until Black Friday. Am I the drama?
Oh, this is a complicated situation. As somebody that loves to start decorating as early as possible, I understand that it's a lot of work. It's standing on ladders, it's hanging things, you get some shoulder pain. Once you're over 30, the whole thing seems a little bit more daunting. But I'm going to say that in this case, Samantha is the drama, because if she's been married to her husband for 7 years and this is the first time he's ever asked to put out the decorations early, maybe there's something going on that he doesn't want to talk about and he just needs a little extra holly jolly. Maybe he's feeling blue, just wants to get into some good, happy, Christmassy fun, and maybe having decorations around will cheer him up, and maybe that's like the deeper issue happening.
You know, I'm actually going to say the husband's the drama here, because I feel like this is a conversation you have to have. Even roommate Kevin and I discussed when we're going to do the decorating of our house, and it's not like we're married, and this year we actually decided that we're going to do it earlier than Thanksgiving, which is something that we've normally always waited until after Thanksgiving for.
See, I like to enjoy my decorations for a solid 2 months. That's why I keep them up till Valentine's Day. But my husband and I, whoever pulls them out. But if she's upset because she knows she does the bulk of the work, maybe they can have a conversation on the front end of, hey, I'll do the decorating now, but you're in charge of putting all of this up. Because if we're going to be honest, that's the worst part anyways.
It just sounds like a giant lack of communication here.
100%. But sometimes if your spouse isn't ready to talk about something or hasn't even themselves acknowledged that they're feeling sadsies, the best thing you can do is be there and supportive. And if it's 7 years of marriage, just put the decorations up. It won't be fun one night that you have to stay up late, but just put Grey's Anatomy on in the background and that'll last at least a solid hour and you'll get some of it done. Even if it's not the whole thing, just throw some window clings up. Who's the drama? 503-914-2899.
I definitely don't think she's the drama. She has a point there. One holiday at a time, people.
Yeah, but the thing is he's never tried to decorate early before. What if his soul needs it? What if he's going through a rough patch right now and just needs a little holly jolly joy?
Then he can do it, I suppose. But I'm with her. I wouldn't decorate until Black Friday. I've heard a lot of people want to pull them out early this year. There must be something in the water.
It's a mixture of seasonal depression and inflation.
I think that's it. We need a little holly jolly joy in our life. Yeah, this is a little something.
It is true, though, with inflation, I don't even want to plug in the decorations this year. Maybe just get them all set up so you know that I tried, but then not spend that kind of money.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
That feels like a metaphor for my life. You know what I mean? Putting the work in, but still not quite finishing.
I know how that goes. I'm a procrastinator through and through.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.